So if I sewed it up really nicely, then it might lead me to press it. Lamaisa, that should be a problem. And therefore he says that he wants to disagree with that Moira Hara, and he thinks to sew it up new would be a problem, halacha lamaisa. Okay? I didn't stress that in the Ramah. The Ramah said, "Hey, lasos begodim chadashim, lasos zogin." I didn't stress it yesterday's. It's not just an issue of weird. He says lasos to make it. The Ramah says, "Hey, lasos begodim chadashim." So he says, "Halacha lamaisa." He says the minik should be that should be awesome. That's what he says. So mutra filo aviv imo. He said tochim, and then he said the minik is awesome. So that minik be awesome would be what, including making it as well. Okay. So that's the fourth hara that I wanted to mention. Okay. Fifth hara I want to mention is that yesterday we said, according to Tur, we had a big machlokes about a woman, whether she can do giluach or not. So I want to just point out that there's a brisa of a rabasi. So it could very well be that shita that we say about a woman, lamaisa, that the brisa and evil rabasi is mutim and tilaseir. Acher Shiva, remember we said the Ramban said a woman's also all 30 days like a man? So what do you do with that price in Levar Abasi? He says, if you look there, it means only debilitory. He says, only with the what? With the cream. We never would allow a woman to cut her hair. And that's why Paskin's what? It's also to cut her hair after 30 days. So that's how the Ramban would read that price in Levar Abasi. Okay. And the last Tahara is the following, and that is that the note of beauty in the Madura Kaman Simon Yudal has a tshuva where he claims that maybe the sheer hagara of scolding might be more severe by hair on your head, on your rosh, as opposed to your face. Maybe it will be more makel, lamaisa, by your face. And the Rav had a similar svara that if you shave daily, so lamaisa, you should go out of your general grain and you could shave every few days. Halacha lamaisa. So maybe he has a completely big chiddush. The Rav, the note of beauty, didn't allow it on a daily basis like the note of beauty, like the Rav. The Rav said if you shave daily and every other day would be okay. That the whole din about shloshim yom and 2 months or three months we said would be on your hair, on your head, but maybe your face you could be makel, and you would assume only a month according to the note of beauty. The Rav would say if you shave daily every other day. Which the Rav allows, let's say, during Sfiris Omer, that the Niyu Gavelis during Sfiris Omer is like Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, Achikub HaChaver, if you shave every day, then shave every other day, the Rav held. That was the lumdus of the Rav. 3 weeks also is like Yud Beis Chodesh. You do something against your normal behavior. And therefore, that was what the Rav wanted to say. It's a big Kiddush, Lamaisa, to say such a thing. But, to say that the Rav about Sfiris Omer, that it's patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh, is a Kiddush Nifla, because the Moshe held as a special din of Sfiris Omer. The truth is, we'll get to that. You're not allowed to get married during Sfira, whichever Sfira you hold. But we're going to see you're allowed to get married during what? During Yud Beis Chodesh. I'll be there. So you see, maybe they're not Habat Talia. That's what Moshe wanted to say. Lamaisa, that one would be difficult. Maybe the Rav would say, marriage is different. I'll be there. But Lamaisa, that's a kula they have. And as Ramosha writes, Bain Kovako, you'd be allowed to shave for business purposes because it's a Dover Ovid. Just like we allowed Malach of a Dover Ovid, you're going to allow the shaving because of Dover Ovid as well. Poshub Shah. Lamaisa. Okay, that's how people, if they have to shave, Lamaisa during Shloshim, they have to shave. Okay, because they have no choice. But maybe that's a room to be makel also, to put in another kula, so maybe the shiragara for shaving on the face is different than the shiragara on the head. Especially according to the Rav. Not going to help you know to be Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says you need at least Shloshim. Okay, very good. So those are the horrors I wanted to point out. Before we get to the new what, we get to the new simon. So let's begin now. We get to the new simon about Blinet. I have to write the Mar Makaymus for today, Blinet for tomorrow. It says in Shimon Sin Sadi Aleph, the Gavad Yisra of an awful going to Simchas. Okay, the Gemara says in the Seches Moed Cotton, it says in Chaf Beis Mid Beis, the Lashon of Gemara is it says. I'll call a mason kula Nicholas the base of Mishnah, lacher shloshim yom, lacher shloshim yom, va'ovimo lacher yudishlem asar chodesh. Amar abba brachan ala simcha ulmereis. The Gemara has a whole kashet, and the Gemara goes and it gives a teretz between. They used to have a practice, lo kashet habri resusa per pranusa. They used to have a practice of reciprocal having you going to one simcha and I going to another simcha, back and forth. And you paying for it, the other guy paying for it. So the din is, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that for Aviv Imo, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, for Aviv Imo, l'maisa, you cannot, even if you're mechuyiv to pay back someone, it's usher until after Yud Beis Chodesh, says the Shulchan Aruch. But if it's for Shar Krovim, we allow it, halacha l'maisa, for Shar Krovim, you're mechuyiv to pay him back, you could do it after Shiva, even Tok Shloshim. If you're not mechuyiv to pay it back, then it's usher to do it till after Shloshim. But Aviv Imo, because it's a separate din, let's say, of Kibbut Aveim, even if you're mechuyiv to pay back, it's usher for you to what? It's usher for you to engage in going to the Simcha, the Beis Mishnah, until after Shnei Masar Chodesh. That's what comes out from the Gemara and the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Avol. Okay, that's the distinction that we have. And this din of an Avol, the Mechaber writes in Sif Alf, Avol Asa B'Simcha L'Fikach L'Yikach Tinok B'Yodo, Kol Shiva Shem Yavol Adishchok. He can't even hold a baby. Can't hold his baby. That's a Gemara later on, a Chavav Mebeis. The Gemara says Beferish. The Gemara says the end of the Brisa I'm reading. The Gemara says it's the end of a Brisa. Aval lo yaniach tinok besocheiko chavav mebeis meshemevil adishchok. It's disgraceful. People talk badly about this fellow. So you shouldn't even hold a what? You shouldn't even hold a baby. Now the Bnei Hashulchan points out, if the baby's going to get sick, obviously, it's a chayla, and therefore what? You got to take care of the baby. It's a, you know, nihugi avelus, we pass into the Rabbanon. According to the Mechaber and the Ram, the first day would be the Yeraisa. But nonetheless, the Bnei Hashulchan points out, Yisud the Rabbanon nidchim nechshash chayli. According to the Rambam, though, you lamaisa yom rishon, you don't want it to lead to sakanas tefashas. But at least according to the Rama, this is within the Mechaber. Yes, Moshe.
Will there be a distinction between your kid versus someone else's?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It says lika tinok b'cheiko. It says tinok. Didn't say your baby.
Because I would think it's disgraceful if someone just like, you know, brings a baby to the shiva and hands it over to the avel. But if it's his own child and he's taking care of him, it's almost comforting.
Yeah, that's why lamaisa he says the lashon of the Bnei Hashulchan is b'mikrusha tinok yesh lo gagugim ha'ovit, misses his father. Then lamaisa maybe this heterin maybe you'd say only by a father, you know what I mean? But I don't. Why would you be makalik if the baby's in? You know, you got to be mutter. I'm just saying. He says b'makom isid rabbanam nidchem malchola. According to Ram the Rif, Yom Rishon is diraisa. Schok is going to be in the diraisa. It's enjoyable. So why would it maybe lead to, you don't want to lead to pikuach nefesh for the baby? But lamaisa, I don't think it's going to be limited. I don't think it would be limited. Poshub shad, even if your own baby. But we should point out that heter that the Bnei Hashulchan writes, al pi din. Okay? So basically, what we have set up for us is this din that an oval can't go to a base mishnah. And in Maseches Machlis and Perek Tes, it gives a little bit of an inkling of a heter. It says, l'shem shamayim it's mutter. If it's l'shem shamayim it's mutter. That's the lashon of the brisa. And Maseches Machlis, one of the Maseches Ketanim we've mentioned, it's L'Shem Shamayim is Mutter. So what does L'Shem Shamayim precisely mean? So the Yushalmi writes in Moikot, it means a Chabura of Mitzvah. It means a Chabura of a Mitzvah. And you're going to do a Mitzvah, whether it's eating Kodshim, whatever the case might be, then that would be permissible. And the Russian Simon Membeis, B'Shem Neravid, says a little bit more. He defines a little bit more. He says that you, if you're the orchestrator of the Simcha, let's say, for example, you've raised an orphan, and you're the orchestrator of the Simcha, and we're afraid that if you're not at the wedding might not take place. Seems to be from the Rive that mitzvah is not enough. It has to be that you're the orchestrator of the Simcha. That's what it means, L'Shem Shamayim. And the Aruch HaShulchan here in our Simen, Sifei, points out, Halacha L'maaseh, it means exactly that, a Yasom Yasoma, or the Rive, and he says a Chiyuv mitzvah, like Kachim, Korban Pesach, that's not Shayach Mitzvah. But Stam L'Shem mitzvah, the Rive wasn't allowing. It was a line where you're playing and orchestrating a role in the wedding, or it would be a chiyuv, like eating korban pesach, which you don't have bisman hazeh. So that's what the Bryson Maseches Smacha says, and that's how the Yushalmi and the Rive, quoted in the Rosh, define it. Now the Rosh there, in Simon Chav Zayin, quotes Rav Yosef Alevi, that has an amazing heter. I don't know how he reads the Gemara, it's against the Gemara, that a Sudas Mitzvah is mutter. Plain and simple, any Sudas Mitzvah is mutter. This is what the Rosh quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Alevi, and the Truvas of Maimonides also quotes this as well. Alpidin, but the Nemuki Yosef in Daf Yedal Manach, the Daper Riv is Cholik, and he says there's no such heter, only L'shem Shamayim, and he says only if it's what, and if it's not a simcha like a chasan. You see, basically, in the Rishonim, there are two types of simchas. There's a simcha shal nesuin, which we call a simcha shal mitzvah, and any other what, any other simcha, which is simcha shal reshus, like a bris milah, bin naben. Don't get me wrong, those are also simchas, but are not the level of simcha of chasanus. And therefore, the Mukiyosa says we cannot hold like this one, the Rabbi Yosef Halevi, and only Shem Shamayim is going to be mutter. And the Rabban in the Torah's Odom, in Amud Kuf Zayin, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, quotes that there are some shitas that Asar Achila at a Beis Mishnah, but you can go to the Beis Mishnah. And he says it's Asar even without eating. You can't even go there. That's what he writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. And the Beis Yosef is Machmir, Lagabe Achasana. He says you cannot go to a wedding, got to stand outside, we're going to read it inside. 2 days in Sif Gimel. He says, are you allowed to go to a chuppah shlobashas achila to hear the brachas? Yesh matirin v'yesh osrin. You have to stand outside. So the Mechaber quotes 2 days here in Sif Gimel. And we're going to see inside, but the Ramah Ladina holds you're not allowed to eat. And that Ashkenazim, you're never allowed to eat. You're not allowed to be there at the music. And halacha l'maisha, according to the Ramah, you really shouldn't be there. You really have three components to not being at the wedding. Basically, you should quickly go in and give a mazel tov. You shouldn't be there when there's music playing, and you shouldn't eat. So to run in there and do a quick mazel tov and then leave is fine. If you have a job at the, we're going to talk about the mishamsh, but if you're a rav, you need to be sadar kedusha. We'll get to those details that you'd be able to be sadar kedusha, and then you got to leave. So basically, halacha l'maisa at the wedding, you basically have the three problems of being around music and being in the place and not eating. Now we're going to see in the Ramah, we read inside that in a shul be allowed to go to the chuppah because they're not eating in the shul. The Ramah writes they got married to Beis HaKnesses. Now many Hungarian rabbanim did not Masada Kedushin in shuls. Rav David Lifshitz Atzal would not be Masada Kedushin in the shul. Al Pidin. That was their Masorah. But you see in the Ramah that the Ramah allowed it. Lamais. The Ramah says Beis HaKnesses. So there you be allowed to be there because it's a place where they're not eating. You know, it's a place where there's no music. And you wish the mazel tov and you'll leave. Now, the Mordechai in Siman Tuf Tzadi Aleph has a heter for Mishamshim. If you're going to work at the chasana, it's permissible. But you're only that means if you're going to eat with the waiters. The heter of working is only if you eat where the waiters eat, meaning it's another room. Lamaisa. That's what the Mordechai writes. We're going to see the Ramah, Eli, inside. But I want to mention the Mordechai says the marker of that notion of working is based on the Mordechai. But it means to eat with the waiters in another room. Doesn't mean take a picture and I'm done. Or I acted like a photographer. Or I poured someone some soup. Or I poured someone some water. So all of a sudden you have a heter. That's really not uskahal. It has to be where you eat in the other room and you're working lamaisa. You're working and you're eating in the other room. Remoishin yordeya in Siman Kuf Samach Tes has a heter, which nowadays is I guess could come up. But if a man lamaisa, if a man is wants to go to a wedding and his wife is during Yud Beis Chodesh and he'll feel uncomfortable without his wife, since she's meshubit to him, the Ramosha writes in Nordan Siman Kuf Samach Tes that since she's meshubit to him, she could go to the chasana even during Yud Beis Chodesh. Because she's meshubit to make him uncomfortable not to go. Nowadays, I don't know if that's so, you know, everyone babysits when the one other person goes. And if someone at the Maram Shik has a tshuva, if someone's parnasa is playing music, then he could play music throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh, because that's his profession, al pidin. Now, Shabbos Seudas, I think it's only proper if you have one family over. If you have more than one family, it becomes a simcha v'reis. So if you're going to go to someone's place, there should only be you and the other family, the host. If they're coming to you, one other family you're having. But if you have more than one family, it becomes already simcha v'reis. You're not allowed to go to Beis Mishnah. And that's why we'll discuss l'maisa. I don't think it's proper to go to a ball game throughout the year. That's a Beis Mishnah. You're not allowed to go outside to a Beis Mishnah throughout the year. Okay? So, l'maisa, let's get to the Ramah. The Ramah writes as follows. Hagoye, ubechaburis mitzvah kegon shemesi yasam v'yasom l'shem shamayim. There it is. He's the orchestrator of the wedding. V'im lo yochol sham yispatal l'maisa. And if he doesn't eat there, maybe the wedding won't happen. Or they'll feel very bad. You could say one or two pshatim. Mutter lacher shloshim. Taka mutter after shloshim. Aval to shloshim asu l'chol sudis mitzvah shebo oilam. Plain and simple, the Torah quotes B'Shem the Ravid, the Ramah writes, Tok Shloshim, there's no heter, none whatsoever. Av Asudis Mitzvah, the Leispa Simcha, but Asudis Mitzvah where there is no Simcha, Mutal Ikanis Baka, go and Pidin Aben, there's what we refer to. All Asudis Brismila, don't get me wrong, it's a Simcha, but it's not a halachic Simcha in that sense. Mutal Lechol Sham, Afilu Tok Shiva, Ubavach Liotzim Tok Beso. So you can go to a Bris, not a problem. He can go to a Bris Lamaisa, and as long as he doesn't have to leave the house, I'll pee din. Okay? As long as he doesn't have to leave the house, I'll pee halachim. Okay? So, Lamaisa, it's very interesting. Okay? Okay? But he quotes here, V'yesh Osrim, the Sudas Bris Mila, which we're going to get to, the 2 days in Rishonim, and he says, V'yesh Osrim, the Sudas Bris Mila, V'aminik shal halachim, V'shum Suda, Ba'olim kol shnei masar chodesh, Imu chutz lebeso. Wow. And the Ramah says the ikar is the eating. You're not allowed to eat any Sudas mitzvah. That's Tokyud Beis Chodesh, Ubesoch Abayis Mekilin, Sha'ochel, Bebeso, Besudas Brismila. If you don't have to leave, if the bris is in your house, Vakoshke Mishar Sudas, Shen Bam Simcha. Abasudas Nasu and Yesh Lahachmer Kay Nir Ali. So he's very adamant about not eating in the Sudas mitzvah that's outside. Av Oval Shubal Bris or Moyo. If he's an Oval Zabal Bris or Moyo, Yubish Big De Shabbos Alachar Mila, can wear Big De Shabbos left in the Mila. Change his clothes after the Mimutu Likanis Lamila Lecholsham, Imu Lachar Shloshim. It's after Shlosh Abishan Amila Bebeso. So it's Mutter, Allah Lamais. Okay? Now, it's interesting. Allah Lamais, it's very interesting. We said that if it's put in the shul, let's see Sif Gimel in the Ramah. Again, the Machaber writes, Likanis Lakobish Lubashachil Shmo Abrach Yish Matim Yish Osim, we said, they have to stand outside. Al Omer Chutz Lubesa Labais Lishmo Abrach. Says the Ramah, Hago, Avalo Yikanis Labeis Klal, B'Shash Omnim Sham is Mutei Chosan Akala. Can't be in there when there's music. So therefore, if I'm saying a bracha at the chuppah, I have to stand outside. As soon as they stop, you know, when everyone walks down, you stop the music, then you walk in. Chen Noagim Ashkenaz, Ubedino Seilu, V'Chose, V'Bayis She'osin Achasna, Sholchun Nishosin Smechim Sham. Aval B'chuppah Shosin B'Sakneses, Shemavarchim Sham B'Kaserisim Nisuin, they're not eating there. Then Sham Simcha Klal Mutter Miyad Achar Shiva. Right after Shiva, you can go there. Yes, Osher Mat Shloshim. Some Osher Shloshim, and he says, "B'shem Sham B'shem Rav." You have a chen nearly. Yes, Mekomu Shemachmir Leosa Avol Omen Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh Chutz LeBesa Knesses. All 12 months stand outside the Shmua Brachos, even in the Besa Knesses. Mekomu Kom Nira De Avol Yochel Avarach because Erisim Nesuin Tachas Achupas Shebesa Knesses. Chen Yuchel Lahachnis Chosan BeDerech Artzenu. You know, someone walks him down. So he says that Achila in the suit of the chosin, if it's machnis the chosin the cow, are you allowed to eat there? If you're bringing in the fellow, so the Ramah says you're allowed to bring him in. If you're allowed to bring him in, are you allowed to eat? So the Taz and Sifka and Dalet says it's aser. And the Pesach Chuv and Sifka and Zion says, even if you're bringing him in, it's also to eat the Sudas Chasanah. So here the Gesher HaChaim writes, in Omud Reish Lamed, it's Mutter Mesadar Kedushin, even Tok Shloshim of your Ava Aim, if the Chuppah is not Nerechas B'makom Simcha. Usually the Chuppah is in a different room. So if you have, I don't think it has to be limited to a Mesadar Kedushin. If you're going to get a Bracha, if you're going to be an Eid, on the Kedushin, Eid Aksub, it would be okay. But you wait till the music starts, then you slip in, say the Bracha, and then as soon as you stay for the chuppah, as soon as the chuppah ends, you get out of there. Okay? So that's the heter lamaisa, and we're going to assume like the taz, the usher to eat, lamaisa at the chasana. Rabbi Avadia writes, in lakam zel mokam atzorach. They want you to be there, okay? If you can get out of it, you can get out of it, lamaisa. If you can't get out of it, so then that's what you'll do. Halacha lamaisa. Now, the tour quotes, major machlekes in Rishonim, are you allowed to be there, shalom b'shas achilu? According to Rov Rishonim, Halach Lamaisa, according to Rov Rishonim, it's Asur B'makom the Simcha. Okay? It's Asur B'makom the Simcha. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, can you be the Shlo B'Shas Achila? Most Rishonim say Lamaisa, it's Asur, even if you're not, even if it's Shlo B'Shas Achila, some Rishonim allow it. So, this is where the Gesher HaChaim points out by parents, and Omid Reish Lamed Beis, parents that are available on their own parents who want to be at the chasen of their own kids, the hore chasen v'kala, it's mutter to be there even mishas sudas chasen. That's what the Gesher HaChaim writes al pi halacha. Why is that so? Because either you could say like the Ravid, that they're the orchestrating it, obviously, and it'll hurt them if they're not there. Or number two, maybe you could rely on who? You could rely on that sheet of Rabbeinu what? Or the sheet of Rabbeinu Yosef Alevi, which was not accepted, but at least, you know, there was a sheet in Rishon that allowed you to go to a simcha. Okay? So Rabbi Avadia writes in the Yalkut Yosef, Kuf Samach Bezos Ches, that the parents of the Chasan and Kala can be there b'shas chuppah for the Kriyas Aksuba Sheva Brachas throughout the whole Chasana, but as long as they're working, both in that they help out and they do a kibud la'orchim. Okay, and that's what the Ramah says here. Let's read it inside. Yesh matirim la'avolecho b'sudas nesuin o bris mila, both im hamishamshin. It's mutter to eat with the waiters. B'vad shloye b'makom simcha kigom b'bayis acher. As long as another has yesh osrim, some aser that. He says, "Raksha avu misham misham imyurtza v'ochav abeis v'mashasholchin minasuda." So it's interesting. The way he first presents it is eat with the waiters at 2 days. Yeshomrim that it's mutar yeshomrim it's aser and we should aser that. So it's not enough to eat with the waiters, but you have to do some work misham misham imyurtza and then eat in the house where the other waiters are, and that would be okay. Okay. Then he points out yesh matirim la'avu lecho ba'osa suda shal dagim. The fish suda, shosim achar nesuin, kimeyakash shekvar pasku lomar she simcha b'maono. They didn't say simcha b'maono because there's men and women there. The shach points out islay hekar shem simcha b'osa suda v'shari. Now the shmorg is not allowed. Shmorg, there's music there and there's a simcha, so that there's no heter to eat at. I guess what he's talking about is the situation where the music is stopped and then you go in halacha l'maisa, but some suda where there would be detached from the simcha. Namely, you don't say simcha b'mono, then he says that would be a heter to eat. I don't think we have such a concept now. Yeshomim to usher lecho b'suda b'layla should be a makros mes aviv imo. And then he points out it's usher to eat at the layla of a yortzeit of a father mother at a suda. He says it's usher lecho b'suda b'layla. Interestingly, he points this out that there's an isher to eat it. And the shach quotes in Sifkan Ches from the Levush. We didn't see people that are knowing this. We didn't see people that are knowing this. It's interesting that and we're going to get back to this. But the Pischei Tshuva quotes talking about a chasana where there's music, but a sudas bris mila pidna ben or a siyum mesechta the night before is mutter. Okay, the night before the yortzeit is going to be mutter al pidin. Okay, so it's interesting. What do we say? And we should point out Rabbi Avadia in the Yalkut Yosef Kuf Samachpeh says Shar Krovim can be there during the Chuppah Kriyas Aksuba. If there's no music at the Chasana or the time where there's no music, they can mishtatif even with the Suda. Just make sure that they're working as well. And that's by Krovim, Shar Krovim, that they're not being there is going to hurt the Chasana and Kala. But when there's music, he says it's better to leave the Ulam, the Chasana, the Chalutin. So a parent can be there the whole time. But it seems like Shar Krovin, Allah Lamaisa, really should not try to stay there when the music, which is probably hard to do, but Al Pidin, we should keep that in mind. Now, about a Bris Mila, we read the Ramah. I want you to note that this is 2 days in Rishonim and a Taisus. 2 days in Rishonim and a Taisus here. Dibra Maskil, Chafez Mazel, Simcha Mereis. Can an Ova go to a Suda of a Bris Mila? So Toysen Moikotten quotes 2 days that the Rishon is Reb Shimon, the Rashi Shatz, I think it is. He allows it because the Tzara Diyanuka. The Simcha of Amila is not so full-blown because the baby's in pain. And the other day in Baliat is Reish Aleph. I think it's Reb Avram or Reb Elazar. I'm not sure who it is. It's Reish Aleph. He points out it's usher to me knowing this because it's a Simcha B'chol Ofen and you shouldn't be able to go into a what? So we said that the Ramah writes it's mutter to go on a sudas bris mila or a pidin aven, even talk shiva, as long as you don't leave your home. And then he quoted Yeshorim in the whole Yubei Chodesh. So lemaisa, I think one could be makel halach lemaisa, even during shiva lemaisa. But lemaisa, the Ramah seems to be makel for the avi aven. He seems to be yesh lahakli shtate b'sudas bris mila. But you understand why one would maybe not eat al pidin because some had a chumri said not to eat at all. But the 2 days. On this concept in the Ramah. And as I said, it seems to be, as the Chidah writes, that Sfardim, the Mechaber, doesn't have this chumra of not eating at a Sudas Bris Mila. So the Chida writes that Sfardim did not accept this chumra. The Ramah has the chumra not to eat at all in any type of simcha, even a bris milah and a pindaben. The Chida writes that the Mechaber Lamaisa seemed to be mekel. So for Sfardim, it would be mutter you need a sudas bris milah, not a problem. The Ramah has the two days. And here the Yisori Halacha says that you could be mekel by the bris milah. I'm not so sure about that. The Ramah quoted two days and he says, Aminik shalo lechob shum suda boilum. No. Kol shnei masar chodesh. Even chutzlo beisel, sof beisel, mekilim lo, sof beisel, we allow it. But chutzlo beisel, who says that should be mutter? Okay, I don't know why he says, yesh lahakal ishtatev, maybe to go there, but to eat lamaisa, why does he say that the lamaisa, that the lamaisa one could be mekel? For Sfardim, yes, but the Ramaz says that's the Yisr of Achil. That was the 2 days in the Ramban and the Torah Sodom. What about a father of a son who's getting circumcised? Even on Yom Echa, which is available, it's been a Teirik, you wear a big day Shabbos, everything's regular. Like Abed the Sandik and the Moyel, the Ramah says, even Tok Shiva, we said, if you're not eating there, if you're eating there, it's only Mutter after Shloshim for Aveim. So there again, you see it. The Ramah only allows the Moyel, right, to eat there after Shloshim. You know what I mean? This is the Moyel himself, Al Pidin. Okay, Halacha Lamaisa. That's what he wanted to tine it. He's able to be Mishtatev. So maybe that's what he means, the Yisori Allah, when he says, Yesh Lachli Shtatev. He doesn't mean it's mutter to eat. So take that back. I thought it was a pasuk. Maybe it was in Yesh Lachli Shtatev. It doesn't mean you can eat. So that's what I'm saying. You can be Mishtatev, but you can't eat Lamaisa, unless it's what after the Shloshim. And then said, some sort of makam with all Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, the Taz here points out a machloikis in Sifka and Dalid. There's a machloikis of the Bach and the Dogger Mavava. And the Taz and the Piskei Tshuva, Halacha Lamaisa against the Shach for Shar Krovim, for the Bris, is a Mutter Tok Shloshim. So they say yes. The Bach, the Dogim Ravava, the Taz, but the Jews says Mutter Tok Shloshim, and the Shach says no. That by Shar Krovim, it's Mutter only after Shloshim. Al Pi Din. It's interesting. The Piskei Tshuva points out in Sifkot and Dalit, if someone forgot it, he went to a. Shalom Zohar Friday night, he should go Shabbos morning to the Bris. Because if he doesn't appear at the Bris, it'll be a failus before Hesiod. Because everyone saw him at the Shalom Zohar. If you go to a Shalom Zohar at Shabbos, fine. Maybe I don't think you should eat there, though. I don't think you should eat there, based on this Ramah. So it could be also, you go to the Bris, Lomais, and Shabbos, but again, Poshup Shat, not to eat. Poshup Shat. Now the Gesher Achayim writes in Reish Lamed Gimel, that it's mutter to go to the Bris Milah on Shabbos after Shivul Shar Krofim and after Shloshim Avaim. If it's Biyom Chol, you're there, Shalob is Mansuda, as long as there's no Niguni Simcha. And Rebbe Avadia writes, an Aval Tok Shiva could even be a Sandik, Amud Kuf Samach Vav. Even Lotzis Mibeso, as long as he doesn't wear shoes. Even Tok Shiva, he could be a Sandik, shouldn't wear leather shoes. And Legavi Shar Krofim, he writes, mutter to be at the Sudas Bris Milah after Shloshim Av the Aim and Tok Shloshim Shar Krovin. But he says again, that's what we echoed from the Ramah. So it seems to be that Lamaiser Bavadia seems to be saying Lamaiser that there is an inin to be Machmer and Mikra, then he seems to say it's mutter to eat like that Chidah. But Lamaiser, if someone wants to be Machmer the Ramah, even for Sfardim, Tavo Lov Bracha. Okay. What about a bar mitzvah nesiyum? What about a bar mitzvah nesiyum? So the Piskei Tshuva quotes here in Sifkat Hay that by a bar mitzvah, sudas bar mitzvah dinik is sudas siyum a mesechta, that it's mutter. And the Shach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Reish Mem Vav Sifkat and Chav Zayin, says an oval talk shnim asar chodesh kim mishtatev the sudas siyum a mesechta, the mele hu adin for a bar mitzvah. Now if there's music there, it's a problem. So the Dogim of Ovo points out that's only if the bar mitzvah is dorish, there's a drasha. Or if the bar mitzvah is boba yom. But lamaisa, you got to make a drasha, it's got to be boba yom, but if there's music there, it wouldn't be a heter. So since there was music here today, I think that's what they told me, so I didn't go to the siyum. So the Gesher HaChaim points out on a siyum of a mesechta or mekel after shloshim, and sudas bar mitzvah if you're dorish. What about some other things, like sudas chasana, sudas chanukah, Chanukah Sabayis, all those things are mutter if there's no music and if you're going in there, drushes there. Okay? And Rabbi Avadia writes, you can stay at the Sudas Bar Mitzvah as long as there's no music there, as we said, Chanukah Sabayis is Suda is okay, Suda's Pidya Ben is okay, you can be there, but not a Suda Sheva Brachas. That goes back to what we said, it's attached to the wedding, that's a Simcha Shel what? Simcha Shel, you know, of Suda Shel Simcha, and that's going to be a problem, even if it's not during what? Even if it's not during music. So he should not appear at the Sheva Brachas either. Okay. Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
Would it be mutter to attend the CMR Bar Mitzvah and leave for the music, or once there's music, you can't attend the whole event?
Yeah, I don't think you should go. When there's music, you should walk out. That's correct.
Go back in
when the music's off. Correct. Now, as we said, we shouldn't go to a ball game or any public event that is a base mishnah. Halacha l'maisa throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh is improper. Al pi din. What about listening to music? Rabbi Avadia writes in Omer Kufnun Dalet Os Aleph that Ovel's also besimcha. It's also to listen to music from a radio or a tape. All Shneimasar Chodesh. Now, the Rav one said, what about background music? If you're exercising and the music's really background, so maybe one could say it's okay if it's a tape music, not live. Maybe it's background. But interesting. And the Geshe Rachaim points out, any gatherings of simcha, Omer Reish Chof Tes, also taking a trip is improper during Yud Beis Chodesh. A tiulim chevratim, a nesiyah b'shiara gedola, any type of meura which is mesameach, it's also for all shnei masar chodesh, for other sharkrov mishloshim yom during shiva. Certainly, things that are also to lead the simcha, like holding the baby, is a problem. One sec, Moshe. What about even by havdalah? The pesachet shuvah quotes in Sifkat Nalef during shiva. You skip hinei kel yishuati, right? You skipped it because it was psukim of simcha. You go right to Brei Pri Hagafen. What about by Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham says that during Shiv, you don't say Kiddush Levana, it's greeting the Shechina. You have to be besimcha to greet the Shechina. As long as there's man in the Kaddish, the Levana after Shiva, up until 10th of the month. Rabbi Avad writes a Kufay and Gimel, if you're afraid that you'll miss the moon after the Shiva, then you can say it even Toch Shiva, and you can what? And you can go outside in order to say a bracha with 10. We assume l'maisa, if you have to go to us, we'll get to that now, and we'll get to Yitzhiv Tov Beis, we'll get to it today, but we had an older man who lost his wife in the shul 2 days before Pesach. We had him driven to the shul so he could hear the siyum. You're not allowed to leave the house, but that from the Tzorch Mitzvah, we'll get to that, we allowed that. You're going outside to say to Kiddush Levana, you're doing it in the Tzorch Mitzvah. You can't dance, though. You can't dance for the Kiddush Levana throughout the whole year. You can't dance on Simchas Torah. You have to sit there to the side. And you can't walk around with the Oshanis. I thought there's no Simcha, no Avelis. Okay, I guess we assume that's not Avelis before Hesia. We don't assume that's Avelis before Hesia on Simchas Torah. Even though, you know, it's strange. You're standing out there. But that's the meaning. You know, this whole din is overarching. Even though there's no Avelis b'moed, but somehow that even sticks, l'maisa. Yes, Moshe, go ahead.
I was just wondering, there's some people say there's a heter when it's also listening to music. Is this a distinction between happy and sad music? Would that apply here?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, you know, what is it? What do you mean sad music? I don't know what that means. All music is happy usually, no?
I mean, you listen to...
Why would you listen to sad music anyway, you know?
I mean, I have like, you know, either classical, like, you know, the Schindler's List soundtrack.
I don't know. I think it's, you know, I think it's kind of like a low plug, though. You know what I mean? I mean, chalik each, you know, whether this one's happy or not. I think in general, amice, it's, I guess any type of music you get some chizuk from. Okay? A person who wouldn't know was associated with that, then he would, maybe would give, make him relax him. So I don't think he can distinguish. Yeah, Yaakov.
Some people go like,
yeah, that's a good question. Let me think about that more. You know, is that improper during the Yud Beis Chodesh? All right, let me think about that. Okay, I was wondering. I get the impression though that like you don't dance on Simchas Torah, which is Yontif. You don't do the Oshanas too. You know, you always get the elbow, take out the Sefer Torah. He's the one who holds the Sefer Torah. You shouldn't go around. You get the impression that even on Yontif there's some aspect. So it would seem to apply. Maybe not. Maybe it's not right to do. But we'll check it out further. Okay. Yes, Daniel.
My Kiddush Levana, do you have to, is the Abba allowed to say the parts in the davening that, you know, the psukim, like on the simcha?
Yeah, I think we assume those are okay. They're not psuk is simcha full blown like by Avdolah. You say it all tefillah, yeah. Uh-huh. You say it all tefillah. Yeah, okay, very good. So that's Lagabi the simin of the simcha, because we have to be cognizant of it during Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a, you know, kibbut av aim, it's a din, it's to be treated very seriously. Okay. Let's go to the next simon. Simen Shin Sadi Beis. Let's go. Says the Gemara Moy Katan says Beferish Andaf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. Says Beferish Tanabana Kol Shloshim Yom Linesuin. All 30 days Linesuin are Aser. Mesa Ishta Aser Lisa Isha Cheres Achi Avru Shloshim. So it says, until 30 days, Akraveli cannot marry a woman. If his wife died, it's also another one, Achiavu Shlosha Regalim. You have to wait 30 days. You have to wait 3 Regalim. Rabbi Yudomar Regal Rishon Mesheni Asa Shlishi Mutter. By the third, it's Mutter. Vimei Lo Banim, if he has no kids, Mutter Lisa Lauter. If he has no kids, Mutter to get married immediately, Mishum Bittel Privy Rivi. It's not yet, it's a Privy Rivi. Inich Lo Banim Ketan, if he has little kids, Mutter Lisa Lauter. Someone's got to take care of the kids. Maisa, there was a story. There was a story where the wife Yosef HaKoyin died. Rachman al son Ramalachos. He said to his wife's sister, "But at the cemetery, lechiyu parnasus b'ni alsech. I want to marry you in order to be able to take care of the kids." Vavapike lo boal el zman meruba. He married her, but he wasn't bowler for a long time. Ma'el zman meruba mrapap lachar shloshim yom. So that's the Gemara. This is the Gemara on Chav Gimel Umaraf, serves as the marker of what, of this halacha. Okay, so. It's very interesting. Let's mention it right off the bat, okay? The Mechaber Lamaisa, Mechaber quotes Shin Sari Beis Sifalf, Asa Lisa Isha called Shloshim Yom. You cannot marry a woman all during Shloshim. Feel below Suda, even if there's no Suda. Laka Shloshim Mutter, after Shloshim it's Mutter, no problem. Feel all of Imo, I feel Laso Suda. Even if what, that's what we said, you're allowed to get married after Shloshim, even if you're mourning for your parent for the whole year, even to make a suda. Umut, I had a good friend of mine lost his parent, he got married that year. It's an often a Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. Mut lekadesh isha, filu biyoma misa. Mut lekadesh, kedushin, filu biyom misa. The day of the death, fushul yasa suda. You can't make a suda, elin can't have a Shloshim Yom. Yeshomer negam aris asher kol Shloshim Yom. So here, we have a machlokes mechaber ma whether you're allowed to do erusin. Nesuin is awesome, al pi din, but are you allowed to do erusin lamaisa toch shivim toch shloshim? What's the din halacha lamaisa? So here are the two quotes of machlokes and rishonim on this. Very important lamaisa. The Rambam is of the opinion al pi halacha that nesuin is mutter only after shloshim, but erusin is mutter beyond misas horov. Why? Because Shema Yekadmenu Acher Barachamim. Someone else might chaper. Gemara has in the Moin Kotin Yud Chesem and Beis. Someone else might take her. Barachamim means because he davened to Hashem, he was able to chaper. And therefore, you're allowed to do Kedushin, but you're not allowed to do Nesuin. That's the Rambam Shitin. And the Ramban, the Rosh, and the Tur disagree strongly. And they say, even Erisin is Aser, it's only Mutter after Shloshim Yom. What's the Machlaikis? So the Beis Yosef writes here, that the Yushalmi and Tainis has this heter by Tisha B'Av. They are allowed to do Kiddushin on Tisha B'Av because Shemi Yekadmenu Acher Barachim. Question is, do we learn from Avelis Yeshana to Avelis Chadash? The Rambam says we do. Al Pidin and the Ramban and the Rosh and the Torah say we don't. And the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is, for Ramban v'arosh lo yalfe mihasam yishum Avelis Yeshana shiny. Question is, do you extend the heter from Avelis Yeshana to Avelis Chadasha? That's the Maisa of the 2 days, and the Ramah is Machra for the two Rosh and the Ramban, and the Rambam and the Chabers make it like the Rambam that we allow what? We allow Erisin. Now this heter that we mentioned of getting married, Tok Shloshim, Lamaisa, what we're going to see Lamaisa is the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin like the Rambam's Mutalaris Miyad Biomisa, the dark emotion of the Ramah says only after Shloshim Yom, so how do we hold the Dinan? So the Shach in Sifkaneh and the Taz in Sifkaneh would say, it's Mashma Kedas HaRamah, it's Mashma Kedas HaRamah, but the Shach in Sifkaneh with Matur Shiduchin, right here. He says, Beferish, Sifkaneh, Shinsadeh, Sifkaneh, Yeshom Mechule, Miu Lekasharatz of Shiduchin, Shiduchin means engagement, Beloeris, Vadai Shari Afil Biomisa. Shiduchin has only two nafkiminas really al pi halacha. There's no real nafkimin. One is that Rav Shechter Shlita always points out from the Ramah and Ibn Ezra, you're not allowed to have yichud with her. You're not allowed to, of course you're not allowed to have yichud. I take that back. You're not allowed to sleep under the same roof as her. And if you get engaged to a girl, you shouldn't sleep under the same roof when you spend Shabbos with her. You should go to a different house. The way the Ramah writes is you might wake up in the middle of the night and see her, might be attracted to her. But it's basically based on sneeze. It's not proper. It's funny that while you're going out with her, it's probably better also to sleep in another house. But I'll pee din, Lamaisa, if you're going out, you really could sleep under the same roof. Once you get engaged, you can. It's probably better never to sleep under the same roof. The other nafkamina is if you break off the engagement, God forbid, we don't have it nowadays, but the Rishonim had a cherem on those who broke off the engagement, whichever side. So those are really only the two nafkaminas. So here the Shach writes, the third nafkamina we could put it on the list, is that we would allow Shiduchim, even according to the Ramah that allows Erisin, Kedushin during what? Tok Shloshim, we would allow Shiduchim, Allah Lamaisa. That the Shach would allow Al Pidin. So it seems like Mikadim would like the Ramah, but the Shach would allow Shiduchim Al Pialochim. Yes, go ahead, Yoni.
When we say engaged, we're not talking about Kedushin, we're just saying
no,
like
just engaged like we talk about colloquial. Kedushin and Erisin are synonyms. The same word. That means real Kiddush. Nesu'in means Chuppah. Nesu'in and Chuppah are synonymous. Erisin and Kiddushin are synonymous. Shiduchin is the first step in the process, which we said we only have two. Now we have three nafkaminis we dug up would be on this din. Okay?
What's the source for the din that you can't sleep under the same roof?
I think it's Simon Nunhei and Ibn Ezra and the Ramah. I think it's Nunhei, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's Nunhei. Quotes from the Aguda there. Okay. Very good. So let's go now. Okay. Let's go now to Sif Beis, okay? Which opens a whole mahalach here as to what this din is really all about. Halacha l'maisa. Let's start it. Sif Beis. Let's go. Let's see Sif Beis. Mesa ishto rachmona litzlan. Asur lisa acheres achiyavru alea shlosha regolim. Avalekanis lebes mishta dino kamon b'shar krovim. Okay? He says, your wife is like shar krovim, so you can go to Beis Mishta after shloshim. But when it comes to marriage, you have to wait for three what? You have to wait for three regalim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Eina Chashum Ki Regalim, Linin Zeh. They don't count. Vim Lo Kiyim, Mitzis Privi Rivi, O Sheish Lo Banim Ketanim, O Shein Lo Mishi Yam Shenu. Three cases, guys. Number one, you didn't have kids. You don't prove it. Number two, you have little kids. You need someone to help take care of them. Number three, you have no one to serve you. Ein Lo Mishi Yam Shenu. Okay, which means to serve you. Okay, it means you need for yourself. You need help. With something. You need help, taking care of the house and taking care of yourself. Whatever the case might be, that we understand that it's so important when you marry a woman, so that's a role that she plays, one of the many roles, of course. And therefore, like David Ram says, she has certain responsibilities. She put them into his man grandma. So the husband needs someone that Shim Shoshanu. So he writes here, Beferish, in Siv Beis. He says one of the three, the third thing is someone Shim Shoshanu. Let me just, he points out here that someone, and that's what it means. Someone's going to watch, someone's going to take care of, which we're going to get to in the, we'll get to Lamaisa in the Sif, in the next Sif, Lamaisa, in the Ramah. Okay? Or maybe in this Sif. Mutter, if you have any of those three out there, Mutter Lakadish Miyad, Velichlo Sachar Shiva, you have Kedushin immediately. And you can only get married, like Yoni said, and have Nisuin after Shiva. Interesting. Kedushin Miyad, Nisuin after Shiva, you can't be Bol until after 30. Lo Yavo Alachar Shloshim, Elim Kain Lokim, it's Spravivia, Shaz Mutal Lavo Alachar Shiva. We allow Bia even after Shiva. Okay. Now he points out, let's just read the Ramah, Hagah, Vuadim Mishar Avelis, Afila Bavelis, Dovav Imo, Mutal Lisa, Lavo Alachar Shiva. That's what we said. My friend got married. It's mutter to get married in Bowler after Shivim Lokim Priva Rivi. Yay Shomrim. And that's the way we pass. And Yeshom Afmishu Usher Vicholas Biyot Liskrol Mishark. Mishark says you have a billionaire. And he has people that serve him. If he doesn't have his daughter or his daughter in law at Slow, Bibeso, Shatukul Shamsha, Bechafif Zarosh, that they can't help him shampoo his hair. O Shardvarm Shmispayish Mecherim. He'll be embarrassed if other people do it. Mikra ain't lo mishum mishmenu. That's called ain't lo mishum mishmenu. Now, obviously, the daughter-in-law can't shampoo your hair. So that's what he points out here in the Bari Ashulchan. Doesn't mean it literally, because obviously, Lamaisa, she can't touch your daughter-in-law can't touch your head to take out the kinim, Lamaisa. To take out kinim, Yesh Lahachmer, he says, Chafif Zrosh Adikolosso Mutter. He says, Lion Beresh, it's a, I guess if she wouldn't touch you, he says, Lomaisa, There's things that are certain actions that would be needed that only a relative you feel comfortable with, no one else. So that would also classify as being a situation that one would be makel al pi din. Melachain, nishtarev, nishtarbev, haminig, the minig has spread, sharabim, mekilim binin, many people are makel, v'nosin, noshim, tok shlosh regalim, they get married, tok shlosh regalim, they don't wait, because of these heterim. U'bal nefesh, yachush latzmo, but if you're a bal nefesh, you should mock with the three regalim. Misha tofsu asar v'en erotza, lanicho mitfisoso, ache yisa isha, Tok shlosh regalim, achar misas ishto, yesh matir mishum sar didei, v'chein nirli ikar. Somehow if you have a warden that doesn't want to let him out of prison until he gets married, he says, for marriage, I'll let you out. Then you can be makel, also tok shlosh regalim, after misas ishto, and you can have this kulik of the sar didei, and that's considered to be v'chein nirli ikar. Okay. So, what's this all about, this kula, these kulas? But before we get to the kulas, we have to understand what the nature of this din is, that if someone's wife died, you have to wait till Shlosh Regalim. So here in the Divrei Sofrim, beautiful Sefer Nichols Avelis, points out the Gemara and Moed Katan that we pointed out, on Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, let's get it, that it's a machloikis to Chachamim and Reb Yehuda. The Rabbanan say you need three Regalim. Reb Yehuda says, Rego Rishon Vesheni Aser Shlishi Mutter. Machloikis Tanoim. Do you need a passing of all three Regalim, Tanakama? Reb Yehuda says, no, Shlishi's mutter. So the Rabban writes the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha kedivrei meikav avol like the Ritz Geis. Halacha kedivrei meikav avol. However, the Rif and the Rambam are machmer like the Tanakama, and the Chuvis Mamonios writes, and the end of Hilchos Avol, the reason being is because the reason why we're machmer by a wife who dies more than 30 days, it's not a loch in Avelis, it's a loch in Shtei Deis Vemitin. Tysus points it out here in Chav Gimel Amaral from the top, second Tysus. There's a din in the Gemara in the Durham Dafkof that we don't want him when he's bald, the second woman, second wife, they have in mind his first wife. It's an Isser of Sneas. Banim Shenim Uganim, Rahman al Islam, and it's not correct. So therefore, it could very well be this is not a din in Avelis. And that is why. That is why Halacha Lamaisa, the Rif and the Rambam side with the Tanakama, and they say that you need to have three regalim. The Rosh, even though he quotes Shnei Deis Vemita, still is makel like Reb Yehuda. So even if you say the Svar of Shnei Deis Vemita, there is a Rishon that says Al Pi Halacha that we hold like Reb Yehuda and the Ramban. So what emerges here is very interesting, and this is what. The Chassam Sofer has a very beautiful tshuva where he points out, Lamaisa, this is based, this is many, many nafkaminas as to which approach you're going to go with, okay? Many nafkaminas. I do want to just mention the Bodei HaShulchan in Shin Hei, Amud Shin Hei, quotes from the Shiboli HaLeket, has an interesting din that the Gemara has a comment that a reason, Shabbos, Lamed Beis, and Beis, the reason why a wife of someone dies is because of on Nidorim. And when is the Isra of Baal Ta'achir? Only after three regalim. So therefore, he's only, it's also for him to get remarried until Avru Shlosh regalim. Interesting din. That's what he wants at Tain. Okay, whatever it means, but that's what Shibol Elekin writes in Simon Memches. It's in the Bodei HaShulchan Shin Hei. But yeah, go ahead, Ellen.
I don't understand this far of Shtei Deis Vemita.
Yes.
It's before Tachanun Sofrim of Gershon, certainly at the time of the Machlokes Tanaim.
That
multiple wives.
Right. That's a good point. But Lamaisa, so that's all. That's a concern. That's a concern of that. There is a concern of that if you have multiple wives. So you have to. That's why there's a din. You're not supposed to think about another woman while you're with her. But it would cause such a problem in a Hanami. But there is an issue. It's a Gemara Nedarim. And you understand that that's one of the benefits of, the Cherem Derabin Gershon. You don't have that problem. But Lamaisa, that's what this concern was. So it's not labeled per se, it was Lavelis. So, yeah, go ahead, Moshe.
Maybe if you circumvent that, just no one brings up a concern as just outright callous of him to remarry the second his wife dies or within a short amount of time.
The Gemara says in Yevamis for reasons of proof we're allowed to. And the Gemara says that there, even without proof, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Yevamis that there's an issue. It's always good for a man to be married. There's an inyan for a man to be married. We don't view it as a begi on the woman. You're waiting till three regalim. So, you know, there's a halacha that he should always be married. So that we don't view it like that. That's what you have to say. So the Chasam Sofer writes like this, Simon Shin Nun. I want you to get this. He has a few nafkin minis regarding the two approaches. Let's get it. Is the problem atzavelis? Like Moshe said, or is the problem of shtei deis b'mitin? So he points out the following. If it's because of avelis, then he says there should be no heter of someone, no one can take care of him. The Yushalmi matters that, they hold shtei deis. That's what the Chasam Sofer also writes in Simon Shin Mem Tes. So if you hold shtei deis, you see shtei deis is even lakula. Because we paskin, if you have no one to help you, it's mutter. But if you hold it's avelis, it's kind of like what you said, Moshe. It's avelis. You're being mispabel for her. Certainly, if you say it's covered a mace, I don't care whether no one can help you. Doesn't make a difference. It's usher. But the old shtei deis b'mita in lemaisa, that's trumped by this din of what ein lo mishum shana. That's one nafkamina. Number two, if you hold avelis, then let's say we're talking about 12 months passing, even though there were no three regalim that passed. Let's say, God forbid, she died, the woman, the wife, immediately after Pesach. Chaf Gimel Nissen. And then it's a year, it's an Iber Yor, the next year. It's Mutter to get married on the 23rd of Adar Sheni. Aye, three Regalim haven't passed, but it's Atzavelis. And if it's Atzavelis, we view it as what? We view it Halacha L'maisa. It's Mutter Ashul Avrishdei, the Halacha L'maisa, that if 12 months have passed and there's no, you know, you look at the formality of the din, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, it should be what? You're out of avelis. Halacha l'maisa. You're out of avelis, even a shloshim. But if it's out of avelis, we would what? We would be makel halacha l'maisa. However, if it's because of shtei deis b'mita, we would not be makel. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is that every chag you experience with your new wife, you're going to forget about your first wife. But you need a chag to do that because you're off work, you're more relaxed with the family. So therefore, it'll give you time to concentrate on the second wife, and you won't think about the first wife. But Kozman, you haven't had three regalim, you haven't concretized that. So your shtei deis b'mita, it's still going to be a problem. That's the second nafkamina, writes Chasam Sofer. A third nafkamina, he writes, very interesting, points out that if the time is atzavelis, he says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should be considered a regal. It's formalities. They're mavatel shiva. And for that matter, Shmini Atzeres. But if a shtei deis b'mita, you can pilpul. Because the Trumas HaDeshen says, even if Rosh Hashanah l'maisa, which is a Yom Simcha, is not a regal because it's so close to Sukkot. Now the Taz quotes the Aguda that even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is regalim. The Taz holds, even if you hold shtei deis b'mita, you can mitzar for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as a Zman Simcha. So you can go either way when it comes to the din of what shtei deis. Either lechum or lekula, but when it comes to avelis, you certainly what? You certainly would be mekel al pi din. What about shmini atzeres? So here the divrei sofer in Amud Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav writes, you could say the following pilpul. Let's get it. He says legabe shmini atzeres, even if the old Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a regel, the shmini atzeres is mechuber lechag. There's no yemei chol, so everyone with kuli al would be moted. That's not a regel b'fnei atzmo, regarding forgetting your ava, your first wife. However, the Dog of Bavava writes, Shmini Atzeres is a regal leniense. L'churi, he holds that even though it's Mechubi L'chag Sukkis, since it's a Simcha B'fnei Atzmo, it's considered a regal B'fnei Atzmo. Now Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Dog of Bavava from the Rosh in Moed Katan. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, the Dog of Bavava is going according to the sheet that holds evil, that it's Avelis. The Melev, it's Avelis, you can hear that it's a regal B'fnei Atzmo. It's a regal b'fnei atzmo, then let it what? Let it count. The Rosh is holding shtei deis b'mita. And therefore, if the Rosh is holding shtei deis, it's not a kashin. But it's not moving, he says, because we paskin like the man shtei deis b'mita. So how could the Dogim Ravava, how could the Dogim Ravava be mekel in this? That's what the Chasam Sofer writes on the Dogim Ravava. How could he be mekel? We paskin shtei deis. If you paskin shtei deis, how could he be mekel? How could the Dogim Ravava be mekel and allow shmini atzeres to be counted? So that's Lamaisa, third nafkamina. Number four, a fourth nafkamina. Yeah, Ellie, go ahead.
Would women potentially be, a woman who loses her husband be a potential nafkamina? Maybe
great point, great kasha. The Bar Ashulchan said this whole din does not apply in the reverse, because a woman's got to get married. Tav lemesu tandu lemesav armalu. They want to get married, and there's no concern of that. No. The Farish, the Bari HaShulchan, and Omid Shinhei, Os Sifkot Yitzayin. How do you mean with the Ish? Aval Ish Shemes Baila, Ein Sarach Lahamtin Shlosh Regalim. We know from Ibn Ezra, we know from the Gemara of Omid Shinhei, a woman's got to wait Havchana. Anytime a woman terminates her marriage through divorce or death, she's got to wait 92 days before she gets remarried, because if she gets pregnant, we want to know who the father is. But he says, Beferish, he points out your kasha, and he says she forgets Avas Baila after 30 days. That's what he writes. Very excellent kasha. Okay, fourth nafkamina. There's five nafkaminas. Let's get them all. Okay? He says, we paskin like Reb Yudah was makel by 2 months. What do we say Reb Yudah said? Yom regal rishon, regal sheni asur, regal shlishi mutter. What does that mean? L'churo l'maisa. It seems that halacha l'maisa, Reb Yudah's makel with shnei what? Shnei regalim. No. That's what Reb Yudah's makel with shnei regalim. If it's because of shtei deis, halacha l'maisa, if the time is because of avelus, it can be makel by Reb Yudah. Shnei regalim. By the third, it's mutter. However, it's shtei deis, the machlokes rishonim. The riff holds, since it's not midin avelus, it looks like the Tanakam, you need three regalim. The Rabban and the Rush hold, nevertheless, halacha k'divri ha-makel. So there are some rishonim that say, even if it's shtei deis, we would say halacha k'divri ha-makel. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say a chiddush. Listen to this. He says, even according to Reb Yudah, Allah l'maisa, what do we just say according to Reb Yudah? That's enough to have two regalim, yes? Tanakam says you need three regalim. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, not true. According to Reb Yudah, also two regalim are not enough. According to Reb Yudah, you need what? He says, regal rishon's asur, sheni's asur, shlishi mutter. What does that mean? Reb Yudah says, also you need three regalim. The Tanakama needs the three regalim that are completed. Reb Yudah says, as long as you get to the third regal, it's mutter. Zagan achidish the chsam soifer. Okay, so that's what he wants to tie it. Halach l'maisa. Okay, and the last nafkemine, fifth nafkemine that we points out here in the Divrei Soferim, is the following. What about Purim? If it's atz avelus, Purim is not a regal. That we said that, because it's avelus dvarim shebetzinar noeg by Purim. If the time is shtei deis, even by Purim is also regal. It's a time where you're with your family, you're with your wife. He points out here in the brackets, even if Purim was a regal, some sort of mistopic, maybe Purim is only if it's the last regal. Because maybe what? Pesach afterwards would not be mitzvah because they're close, so close together, like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's interesting, halacha l'maisa, that we have what? We have this chiddush of shtei deis, or is it din of avelus? But l'maisa, the bottom line is that the Mechaber Paskins, as we said, Acha Avrulov, Shlosh Regalim. And so let's get to some of the Heterim now specifically that we had. Now that we discussed the Yisr at great length. So let's list the Heterim the Torah does. Number one, what are the Heterim before Shlosh Regalim? Al Pi Din. Number one is if you have no kids. You haven't filled Peruvu, number one. Okay, what happens if you have a boy, Lamaisa, and one boy or one girl? You still have a fill peruvu, so you still have that. Number two, you have no one to take care of you. Number three, you have small kids, you need someone to take care of them. The last two heterim cases, where you have no one to take care of you or you have small kids, we're makel apidin to be what? Only to get married after Shiva, be after Shloshim. In the first case, where you have a fulfilled peruvu, we allow you to get married after Shiva and have bia tok Shloshim. That's the din. Okay? Except for the Ramban, we said, with the Rishonim, what? Our Docha, the Torah was Docha, that in all three cases, you can only get married after Shloshim. That was the Ramban Shita. Okay. And we pointed out the Trumas Hadesh and the Beis Yosef says you have no one to shampoo your hair or do other things that are embarrassing, even though you're very wealthy, but certain things you need a family member to do. It's mutter to get married to Shloshim, but the Ramban said Abal Nefesh should be Machmir, but you can be Mekel like that Trumas Hadesh and get married to Shloshim regalim. Okay, now the Pesachei Tshuva points out in Sifkot and Gimel, b'shem the Tshuva's Chinuch Beis Yehuda, that even the Ramah that quoted this Shita to be Mekel, Halacha L'maisa, only was Mekel after the Shnei Regalim. Okay? Rak im amnam bito l'nimtzis etzel l'shamsho. Okay? There's that kula is not, you know, tok shlosh regalim, but fine, two regalim have to pass. But Halacha L'maisa, that's only if there's no one around to help you. But if there's people around to help you, you should be stark, you should be machmir, and wait the shlosh regalim al pi din. Okay? It's a good point, Moshe, what you brought up earlier about maybe the, you know, people start talking this and that, but Moshe, we follow the halacha. And the halacha prescribes it, and this is what the Gemara says. I know a chashuv tamachok who just got married in his wife had died maybe 12 months before. Okay, he's a chashuv tamachok, and people talking, this and that, but this is the halacha. Okay? He's not doing it. Of course he loved his first wife. Okay, the Shus Yankiv writes, the Pesach Tshuva says you can be maker like the Ramah, because as Moshe brought up, and nowadays, haparetz meruma ha'amud, it's an expression, the Yetzer Lev Adam is chazak, very hard to stay single. We know the Gemara, the Rambam, or Nivamas, the Rambam writes, and you should be matter in any situation, tok shlosh regolim, chsam sofer was maker, and the dog of Ravav is Mekel, talk Shlosha Regalim, because he says the Erison and the Nisuin are together. If we don't matter the Nisuin, you're not going to matter the Erison. Are you afraid about someone happening? Lamaisa, we allow Erison and one Nisuin all one shot, push in a minute. And Ravavadi writes in Amud Kuf Samech, Osei, Bizman Azeh Nogo, Lisa Isha, Lamisha Meso Ishto. Lacher Shloshimom. Right after Shloshim, it's no problem. You don't have to wait the three Regalim. He writes in Beferish. And therefore, Rabbanim and Mesadri Kedushin should not prevent a nisun after Shloshim Regalim. He's makel even after the Shloshim from the Pesach Tshuva, the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. It seems like you should wait at least Shnei Regalim. But Lamaisa, the Gesher Achayim, Lamaisa is echoing a little bit what Moshe said. He says, Bizman Hazeh, we should be machmer. Ain Lisa Ishib talk Shloshim Regalim. Come on, Takana Makairis. So here you have a Makos of Ravadi and the Rav Tukachinsky and the Gesher Achayim. Should we be makel or not? And Lamaisa, the Gesher Chaim says we should not be makel. We should wait it. Wait halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Now, there's a interesting din in Sif Gimel. Let's get to it. Says the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, Mishalo Kiyem, Mitzvah Priver Rivia, Vashidech Isha. Someone who's not Mekai Mitzvah Priver Rivia, and he was Meshadech, a woman, Vachar Sheikhin Sorke Chuppah, Rachman Alzan, Meis Achia Meshudeches. The brother, the Shach, his brother-in-law dies. The brother, the Meshudeches, dies. And he's going to be orchestrating the wedding, the Shach says, in Sivkot Vav. It's a hefsid bedavar if he doesn't marry her. Mutter lekansel avoa achar shivet. It's mutter to get married and baller after shiva. Hagav v'chenim yesh lo bonim k'tanim nitzratz alachos ishto. If he has small kids and he wants to marry his wife's sister, mutter lekansel ki merachmechan al b'nei achos yosem acheres. That's what the Rosh says. She knows the kids as her nephews and nieces, and we allow also her to get married as well. Now this is a machlekes that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. In this, according to Taz, points out at Sifkanei a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. Okay, what's a machlekes? Machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh runs as follows. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a complete heter. It's like a hutcher. Even Shaloba Makom Hefsin Meruba, we allow a marriage. Since he hasn't fulfilled Puravu. And the Rosh says, no, not fulfilling Puravu is not enough. Only if you've set up the Tzorkei Achuppah, plus there's a big financial loss, and plus you're a person that hasn't fulfilled Puravu, then Halacha Lamaisa, we would allow you to what? We allow you, Halacha Lamaisa, to what? To get married and have Bia after what? After the Shivat. So it's not enough, Lamaisa, and the Shulchan Aruch Mash would like the Rosh, that you need to have both Heterim. That's what the Taz writes. That it's not just what B'makom that you don't have Puravu. Because again, if you weren't Yotze Puravu, we allowed you after Shloshim, correct? We allowed you after Shloshim, we learned in Sif Beis. Here in this Sif and Sif Gimel, we're allowing you after Shiva. How's that Shayach, Yoni? How's it allowed you after Shiva? Terence is just two problems. That's a Hefse Meruba, and it's not Yotze Puravu. Because if you say Poshub Shat Lamaisa, that, because we assumed in the previous Sif, Poshub Shat, we only allowed it Lamaisa. If you weren't fulfilled Puravu, it's mutter to be baller after Shiva, right? So if you think about it, what did we learn in the previous Sif? These Heterim, the Heterim we had, are allowed to get married and be baller after Shiva, right? So what's the reason? Why is this one different? Why is this different, Lamaisa? Why is this different, Halacha Lamaisa? The question is, Lamaisa, are we only Yotze someone of Makom Hefsin and someone who has not fulfilled Puravu because he has little kids here? So he has little kids here. So someone hasn't fulfilled Puravu, and Lamaisa, it's Mutal, the Council of Olachar Shiva, the question is that only what? So that's what I'm bothered by. Why is it not alone enough to just say you're not yotze peruvu? In the previous sif, it was enough to be baller after shiva and mirror if you didn't have peruvu. Why here would this be different? Why here would this be different? You follow what I'm asking? Why should it be the difference, right? Why here do you need hefsid as well? What should be the difference? In Sif Bez, enough that if you didn't have kids, we allowed it after what? We allowed it after Shiva. Allah Halamaisa. Correct? So why in Sif Gimel do you need also the psak that it's Machloik is Rabbeinu Tam and Rosh? We pass on the Rosh, you need a what? You need also the Kulu. Why should that be? What's the difference between the two? Okay, we got to think about it, Lamaisa. We got to think about it. Maybe because of what? Maybe because he was Mesharech, the woman, there was no... You also have the element of what? You also have the element of... The brother died, it's Mutal, the council of Allah, Akhar Shiva, right? The brother died, it's Mutal of Allah, Akhar Shiva. In that case, Lamaisa, what's this case? He wasn't Yotzer Peruvu, he was Mesharech, the woman, everything's ready to go. So it's Mutal to have to be Baal Akhar Shiva. So that's what I'm saying. Why would you also need... Why isn't that not like any other case? Because what's happening here? Who died? Who died here, Lamaisa? It wasn't a relative of the Chosin. It was a relative of the Kala, right? Yeah, go ahead, Yoni.
Maybe the Kiyom of Peru was not Kala, maybe? Because only a Shidduch as opposed to Kiddushin?
In both cases, he hadn't been married. You know? I mean, in both cases, he hadn't fulfilled the mitzvah.
No,
what should be the difference? You know what I mean?
The mitzvah is not chal on a person until there's a certain stage of the marriage.
The chruah, whatever age you're at, lamaisa, there's a chiyuv peruvu lamaisa. Here in this sif beis, he wasn't married; he died, right? She died. So talking about remarrying, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing. You know, they're both single. They're both single in both cases. You know what I'm saying? He brings up the taz about you have to mispalel. You don't want anyone else to take her. You don't want anyone else to take her, even though Yisrael, Yisrael Harris, right? So we got to think about it. You understand what I'm asking? I'm saying, what's the difference between Sif Beis and Sif Gimel? You follow what I'm saying? Why do you need a special element of Hefsid that we pass in like the Rosh? You need the issue of Peruvu and Hefsid. What do you mean? In Sif Beis, you need an issue of Hefsid. Okay, we got to think about it. Okay, let's finish up. Lamaisa, okay, so we got to think about this din. Halach Lamaisa. Okay? I want to just start now. We got 2 minutes. I want to just start the next siman on this. Okay? So we got to try to answer that kasha tomorrow. Linetta, try to answer that kasha. What should be the difference? Maybe the Bodei HaShulchan asked the kasha. Okay. I don't know what should be the difference between the two. Why do you need to have that Hefsim Ruba? Okay, let's start the next din. We'll continue. And we'll continue tomorrow, B'Zashim. The third din, next siman is Shin Sadi Gimel. When is it mutter for an avodah to leave this house? So this is a Gemara, and Meseches Moed Kotan and Chafala from Ibeis. The Gemara says Beferish in the top, four lines in the Tanah Bonan. Avodah Shloshi Yom Rishon in a holach of his avodah can make a holach in Yoshev b'makom amenachem and makom b'misnachmin. Beferish says that an avodah lemaisa is not allowed to go out of the house, even to another base avodah. However, from 4 to 7, it's mutter, but he should sit in makam and snachim. Our minig is we don't do this, we stay in the home. But Labaisa, Bismana Gemara, they used to allow this. And the Nemuki Yosef points out here, the Beis Yosef says, but makam mitzvah, it's mutter for an avodah to leave his house, talk shiva, he can go into Davin, to hear the Megillah. And the Trumasam Deshin writes, it's b'makam tzarech, snithin l'haka l'avodah, it says b'laylam in Beis Yosef. B'makam tzarech, he can go b'laylam. And Tosfos, where's the Tosfos? Tosfos later on in the Mishnah. Tosfos on Chav Zayin Aleph, the top Tosfos says Hashem Adavke B'Davra Ovid Mutalotzes Latera. Tosfos says the end of the Tosfos on Chav Zayin Aleph, the top Tosfos says only Davra Ovid is it considered to be Mutter. So you have 3 days in Rishonim, and the Ramah says Hakoh. Let's just see. Avo Shlosh Yomim and Yotzav is Avo of the Lolo Bezakfaros Mikan Veilech. There's not enough people like be pallbearers or barriers. He's doing a mitzvah, mutter. Says the Ramah, Hagam mixes yom shlishi are kekulo. Mixes yom kekulo. Remember we had a machos yishonim, a machos achronim that by the Isra Malacha. Loriti nogin kein achshav. Kein avol holach bezakfaraz lo bezavol kol shiva. Lefshe shalav chiyuvu el rishus. Me'akshe achshav, ein misnachemim. He says, nowadays no one knows how to do nichum avelim right. We learned how to do it right, bezishon, we hope. Me'akshe achshav, ein misnachem, kubame, shev al tasiyav. He says, don't leave your house. They shouldn't go because we're not doing it right. They schmooze there, whatever it is. We have to make sure we do it right. So the Ramah writes, you can go belayla makonsarich lehifsid, and as Tosfos says, we said imsarich leila v'derech latzarich harbe k'mo adavar avid. Let's buy it in lemaisa it's mutter as well. He's going to mention that in Sif Beis. I want to just close with the following: that minchit, the emek bracha has a beautiful ha'ora, godless. Points out os kufmen omud kufmen beis os dalit. He says in Sif Beis the Ramah. Avol shavua achron eni yotzev besa beso fili shmoa berkas achupa berkas amila. First week you don't leave your house even to hear berkas achupa berkas amila. Says the Ramah, go mio meka lotzis belalim niatzorach lehifsid. And it's also v'hada also lotzis lechus lebeso is dafka letayo. Okay, we'll continue that tomorrow. But I want to just point out, he says a meka lotzis belalim niatzorach lehifsid. He quotes from the Trumas Hadeshim. So you have to go out at night. So he says, if you look in the Trumas Hadeshin, it says only after Shekola Regal Minashuk. Please get it down. Doesn't mean as soon as Seif sits. Means later at night when no one's on the street anymore. Azmut of Lo Kodim. Unvatem ala poskim shlo iru bezeh. It's a pell on the poskim, they don't quote this. So if you're going to go home and drive home and sleep by your home, let's say, I don't know, you're sitting Shiva, and we should mention this. Where should you sit Shiva? Where the place of the Nifter is, if you can. That's the ideal. Where the Nifter lived. If you can't do that, okay. But Lamaisa, if you're going to go home and sleep your house, you should go late when everyone's Achatichla Regum in Ashuk. Ha'ara Gedoyla of the Amik Bracha. Also, Lamaisa, want to just point out, Lamaisa, let's get it. We'll get to this more tomorrow, that the Gemara Nechav Gimel Amid Beis writes Beferish that the first week in Yonah Yotze Pesach Beisham, Yonah Yotze Shovim Komo, the Chachmas Adam and Klau Kuf Samak Zion writes the Mekbrocha, says you're not Yoshim Mimkomo, that's whether it's in your shul or whether in your house. That's the Lashon HaGemara and Poskim. That's what he writes from the Chachmas Adam Klau Kuf Samak Zion. The Mekbrocha thinks it's wrong. He says he found Rishonim that said not the way. If you look in the Chumas Torah Adam and the Ramban, the Rif and the Ran and Rashi on the Rif, they all write Dafke Bebes HaKnesses Meshanim Mekoimoy. Because the Gemara says in Yoshim Mimkomo, the Beis HaKnesses. And the Yushalmi in Alochim's Bechasmokh says, En Yoshim Kom Beis HaKnesses. The Yushalmi says, Beferish. And in Mesechasmokh is very good, it says Beis HaKnesses. So there's only recording Meshanim Mekom in the Shul. And he says, Lani is Dayati, he says, only the Beis HaKnesses. But Beis Medrash, you don't have to change your Mokom where you're learning, says Damek Brochim. He says, someone who's Torah Sunos is used to his makom, it might be mavavl and he has to move. You don't have to be mishanim mekaymoy. Only your place in shul. Chochma Sodom says your place in everywhere. In your house, your shul, everywhere you got to change your makom. He says, no, it's only din beis haknesses. He looked in the Rishonim, he looked in Masechta Smachos. He says he only finds it in what? Only by beis haknesses. By beis medrash, you don't even have to, he wants to time it. Might be mavavl you're learning. So we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. Tomorrow, beis Hashem also. We got to finish up this simon, and then we'll go to Shin Sadi Dalit, Shin Sadi Hey, and Shin Sadi Vav Limeder, and maybe even Shin Sadi Zayin. We'll get moving, Lamaisa. And so we have Shir regular time tomorrow, 1:15. Okay, sorry, I went over. Let's stop Minch. Asher Shir Techri Chassel Shir Chalosh Kol Chalosh Mishnei Lef Dov. Minchlai Mel Rosh Lev Bechir Mekel Lishmei Kol Kol Lomnoi. Hum Yoy.